With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of listening to wonderful sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. The fourth Sunday in Lent is known as Laetare Sunday for the introit of the day, which begins, "Rejoice, O Jerusalem." It provides something of a brief respite from the solemnity of Lent. On today's program, we'll listen to choral and organ music that includes a bit of Lenten reflection, but also some that's a little less reserved than most during the season, including great music by Herbert Sumption, Camille Saint-Saëns, Daniel Gothrop, and a number of others. We'll begin with stately organ music by Samuel Sebastian Wesley, that great 19th century English organist and composer of choral and organ music. His choral song and fugue is performed by Ken Cowan on the wonderful E.M. Skinner organ at the Parish Church of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois. Choral Song and Fugue by S.S. Wesley was performed by Ken Cowan on the organ of the Parish Church of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois. The beautiful poetry of W.H. Van Stone, Canon Emeritus at Chester Cathedral, is set to music by Barry Rose in the anthem Morning Glory, Starlit Sky, also known as Love's Endeavor, Love's Expense. Malcolm Archer leads the choir of Wells Cathedral. Tenor soloist is Edward Cotton. Morning Glory, Starlit Sky by Barry Rose was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral under the direction of Malcolm Archer. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. In 1996, American composer, organist, and choral conductor Craig Phillips was commissioned to write a Missa Brevis for the choir of the Washington National Cathedral. From that work, we'll listen to The Gloria sung by the cathedral choir, led by Douglas Major. Eric William Suter plays the organ.
Oh,
The choir of the Washington National Cathedral sang music composed for them, the Gloria from A Missa Brevis by Craig Phillips. Douglas Major conducted, with Eric William Suter accompanying. The choral music publishing industry is a fairly narrow niche, with best-selling anthems usually numbering around 5,000 copies or so in a year. Occasionally, a piece catches fire with singers and audiences and even launches the public careers of newly discovered composers. Such is the case with our next piece, written 30 years ago on a modest commission from a community chorus in Northern Virginia. Sing Me to Heaven launched Daniel Gothrop to prominence as a choral composer and now has more than 500,000 copies in print with hundreds of recordings. We'll listen to one of them, performed by the Susquehanna Chorale, directed by Linda Tedford. Music of Daniel Gothrop on With Heart and Voice. Sing Me to Heaven, a piece that made publishing history and brought composer Daniel Gothrop to prominence on the choral scene 30 years ago. The Susquehanna Chorale was led by Linda A. Tedford in that performance. Benedicite is one of the morning canticles in the Anglican cycle of worship and is a setting of the Song of the Three Children referenced in the Book of Daniel. It's also known as a song of creation in that it praises God for all aspects of creation ending each exclamation with the refrain, "Praise him and magnify him forever." We'll hear a setting of this exuberant canticle by Herbert Sumption, performed by the choir of Gloucester Cathedral. John Sanders directs with Mark Blatchley at the organ.
Thank you.
John Sanders led the choir of Gloucester Cathedral in the morning canticle Benedicite, as set by Herbert Sumption. Mark Blatchley accompanied. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. This week also marks the annual observance of St. Patrick's Day on March 17th, and in honor of that feast day, we'll listen to the traditional Irish hymn Be Thou My Vision to the tune Slain. It's harmonized here by the great hymnologist Eric Routley and sung by the Westminster Abbey Choir. Martin Neary directs. Be Thou My Vision, set to the tune Slain and arranged by Eric Routley. The Westminster Abbey Choir was led by Martin Neary. Martin Baker accompanied. Bulgarian composer Dobrinka Tabakova, born in 1980, has enjoyed a string of successes at various festivals and competitions, including a composition prize in 2002 for an anthem for St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Her anthem, Praise, is scored for 8-part chorus and organ, and received its premiere at the cathedral as part of the Queen's Golden Jubilee celebrations. It sets a brief verse from the Book of Daniel, I lifted my eyes to heaven and blessed the Most High. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral in this performance, accompanied by Hugh Williams. Praise by Bulgarian-born composer Dobrinka Tabakova was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Despite the difficulties of his early life, being born an illegitimate child of Samuel Wesley, Samuel Sebastian Wesley led a distinguished career as a church musician through much of the 19th century. He was a chorister at the Chapel Royal, and went on to a number of prestigious posts as organist at Leeds Parish, Exeter, Gloucester, Hereford, and Winchester cathedrals. His large-scale anthem, Praise the Lord, My Soul, was composed while he was at Winchester and is a multi-sectional work in the style of the time. There's a nobility and grandeur to this music, especially in the opening section. The piece concludes with the beloved section, Lead Me, Lord, a simple and beautiful hymn. The Choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London sings, directed by John Scott.
Rose up again.
John Scott led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral in Samuel Sebastian Wesley's extended anthem, Praise the Lord, My Soul. Hugh Williams played the organ. Brilliant organ music of Camille Saint-Saëns is next. His first set of three preludes and fugues comprise his Opus 99 and were published in 1894. Each was dedicated to a significant French organ composer, and interestingly, each seems to capture something of the essence of the work of the dedicatee. The first was dedicated to Charles-Marie Vidor, the second to Alexandre Guillemont, and the third, which we'll hear, was dedicated to Eugène Gigou. The prelude and fugue in E-flat is performed by Eric Plutz on the organ of Winthrop University in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Thank you.
The brilliant Prelude and Fugue in E-flat by Camille Saint-Saëns, performed by Eric Plutz on the organ of Winthrop University in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to mark Laetare Sunday in the midst of the Lenten season. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.